Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Sports Best podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with a special guest that is from the company Wham-O. You might have heard of them. They were the inventors of Frisbee, the Hula Hoop, Slip and Slide, and many more. And she is the marketing director for the company Wham-O. Her name is Olivia Pronin. How are you doing, Olivia?
Hello. I'm doing really well. Thank you very much for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I just wanted to know quite a bit about your company. It was really cool to see that you guys are active on social media. You followed your company, followed All Sports Best. I was able to look into it a little bit and noticed that it was the real thing. And so I contacted you and we were able to get this going. And I just kind of wanted to kind of start from the like origins and stuff like that. But where do you guys operate?
We're currently located in Carson, in California, which is about 20 minutes away from the downtown Los Angeles. We have our headquarters over here along with our warehouse facility. Okay. So when we do domestic shipping or anything online shipping, we probably operate from this warehouse, unless it's FBA from Amazon.
Okay, very cool, awesome. So you guys have been around for a very long time, and I kind of wanted to know what it was that got you into the marketing side of things in the company for a company that's been around and done its thing for years and years.
It's a great question, and actually Wham-O celebrates its 70th anniversary this year.
Wow.
So we are very lucky to be around for 70 years and for bringing such incredible products to pretty much every family, such as Frisbees, and you mentioned Hula Hoops and Hacky Sacks throughout these years. And I'm a very active and athletic person, and I love to work with the products that can make you feel happy, that you would actually use, that you would enjoy using.
Right.
And when I was pursuing my marketing career, I was looking for a job which would make me feel happy. And Wham-O was one of the companies that actually brings you happiness, because you work with toys, you work with kids, and this is just endless amount of energy you absorb every single day from all this little target audience samples. And for me, Wham-O has always been something which can make difference for the modern kids, and I think something that they actually miss out nowadays, unfortunately, in this very fast-paced, growing technology world. So I wanted to work with the product that can make some difference. And I believe that Wham-O's products, such as Frisbees and Hula Hoops and Slip and Slide, they keep kids active. They keep them engaged, entertained. They enhance their communication skills, and they make them healthier. They keep them outside. This is much bigger than just working for, you know, the company which makes mobile applications, because there is some more to that than simply selling a product or selling a service.
Definitely. So there is a lot that goes to it, and it's really cool to kind of hear about the stance that you guys take on being physically active as a kid, as a youth, teenagers, including adults as well. I kind of wanted to hear a little bit about the history of your company, as far as, you know, some of the things that made you guys famous in the first place. I know that we already mentioned it: Frisbees, Hula Hoop, Slip and Slide. But not only can you use a Frisbee just to like hang out with friends, but there's actually been sports that have resulted in your company's invention, like Ultimate Frisbee and Disc Golf, right?
True. And there even has been, I wouldn't say competitive, but very significant movement in the hacky sack communities as well, when people are playing it even competitively, and they do play it right now over the net. It's not that big of a deal if you would look at it as if ultimate or disc golf, but there are communities, there are groups of people who still pursue this sport with hacky sack.
Awesome. Yeah. So I didn't even know that you guys did hacky sack. So that's a big one. And did you invent it?
Well, the hacky sack was brought to us by an inventor, and as many other products have been, such as Frisbee, it was not Wham-O's invention, but it was brought from the outside, invented by Fred Morrison, famous slip and slide and Super Bowl, all these items have been brought in from outside inventors to WAMO, because these guys, they believe that WAMO can make these items well-known and worldly accepted, and that's what happened.
You guys not only invent stuff, but you actually pull in from other inventors, and you help them grow as well. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great that you mentioned this, because WAMO has been very well-known and famous for being open and approachable by inventors.
Yeah.
They had open inventor days every Thursday when people would just line up in front of the building with their own inventions, their creations, their ideas, not necessarily with the prototypes or like final made idea or product. It could be just something written on a napkin. And both founders, Richard and Otto, they would be reviewing those ideas personally, and they would give like 5-10 minutes to each person, so they would have time to explain and pitch their ideas to the founders. And that was so cool. And of course, in the modern days, we have technologies which can simplify all the process, and you can just simply use email and send us a mail or whatever, to upload your video to YouTube. If you live in Ohio, you don't have to travel to California. But we still have the same approach. We try to engage and bring inventors to us and tell them, guys, we're very open. If you have a great idea, we'll support you all the way. And believe it or not, right, but we do receive, I wouldn't say hundreds, but pretty much close to that number of submissions every week.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky that people still do trust WAMO with the most precious things, such as their ideas, their babies. And we do actually develop some of those ideas into the final products, and we launch them on the market. So we always encourage people to share their ideas with us. And if it was putting them in our line, if we see them being a good fit, we'll proceed.
Very cool. And you guys have been able to obviously make really good products, but you have to be able to put stuff in front of people's faces for them to know that they want to buy it or that they need it in the first place. So, you know, who has endorsed your products? Have you had any famous celebrities or TV shows or anybody, you know, kind of endorse your stuff?
Well, you know, we had, interesting that sometimes we don't even have to ask. It usually happens very organically, because a lot of people just use our products and they share it on social media. We don't even ask them to post anything. Like Nikki Batchel, I believe, from Disney Channel, he just posted some of our pool floats, and he has about, close to a million followers. And a lot of people just use this product. They love them. They love the colors, love the graphics, they love the experience they have with them, and they post it. We had a great coverage in different media, in national TV, in national press. And like, we had great articles in Los Angeles Times, with Fox in France, and CBS Los Angeles. I don't know, like, you name it. Discovery Networks just shot an episode with us for California Entrepreneurs in California specials. A lot of companies just reach out to us and ask, oh, guys, we really love your product. We would like to cover it. Out of probably the latest influencers, I can't even recall who would that be, but I know that pretty much 99% of our content would be consumer-generated content on social media.
Oh, nice.
We hardly ever post something which we take ourselves, or something from the photo shoot. It's usually something which has been submitted to us, or we were tagged in by our users, with the consumers. And we are very grateful and very proud to have such amount of content from our users.
Yeah, and we're able to, luckily, we talked about it a little bit before the show, and we're going to be able to do a giveaway ourselves to let people actually try out the product and sample it out. And I'm kind of excited about that. Okay, so let's go ahead and do it. So we decided that we are going to do the keyword as California. So if you are listening to this and you are able to hear, obviously, the keyword, you're just going to send us Direct message All Sports Best with California. And if you do that, then you will be entered for a chance to win a Frisbee Pocket. There's five available, so you will be able to have a chance at winning that. And then whenever we send it to you, if you take a picture, you might have a chance at winning another prize. So it kind of just adds on from there. Olivia, thanks for agreeing to do this with us.
Oh, absolutely. I love this item. So I think you guys will have a lot of fun with them. It's a great product.
Definitely.
And I'm happy to give them away to podcast. Yeah.
I'm excited about it. What are some of the new products we can expect to look for? I understand that you just came out with a new item called the Frisbee Sonic. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, Frisbee Sonic is something we just launched in the beginning of this year. I would say spring. So Frisbee Sonic is a very interesting product since it's not a very common Frisbee. It's not round. If you look at it straight, you can kind of see it's slightly squared.
Mm.
But when you put it flat, you can see that it resembles the shape of the sine wave. And due to the nature of the shape, it has a lot of different advantages against regular Frisbee. For example, it's much easier to pick up because it has a sine wave shape to it.
Mm.
And your hand will squeeze under the Frisbee easily. So it's easier for the kids, it's easier for the pets. And it just doesn't hurt your fingers as much when you have to catch it. Another thing is that when you throw the Frisbee Sonic to the person, it hovers before it reaches the person, so it doesn't hit you straight into the chest.
Wow.
Which might happen with the regular Frisbee sometimes. And I wouldn't say it's a competitive Frisbee in terms of the athletic sports Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun, lifestyle novelty product, and we truly have a lot of fun with it. It comes in red and neon green, and it's pretty light, but at the same time it's much easier to throw because it also self-corrects itself in flight.
Wow.
And it's about 9.5 inches in diameter and about 155 gram weight, so it's lighter than the ultimate Frisbee. So it makes it easier for kids and teenagers to throw as well. So we launched it on the Kickstarter platform, and it was a great success for us. It was the first time we used Kickstarter as a marketing tool and as a tool to reach out to different demographics and different audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very satisfied with the results.
So who came up with this idea? Was it Wamo, like your company itself, or did they kind of pick it up from somebody else?
This is an inventor's idea, and we collaborated with an inventor who brought it into us, and we worked for almost a year on fine-tuning and re-engineering the original concept with our engineering team and with the inventor. And it's about 14 months probably took us to finalize the product and bring it to this final product shape. So this is an outsider's idea, and that's why, as I was saying, we always encourage people to bring their ideas to us because it can eventually end up on a shelf in some of the big retailers.
Yeah, this is awesome because it's really cool to hear that your company prides itself on being able to shed the light on somebody else and their invention and stuff. And because what I've usually heard or at least seen on like TV and in different podcasts is that very many companies will take whatever ideas they've published and claim them as themselves. So it's really cool that you guys kind of took it in and improved on it before it came out. Are there any inventions that are coming out that you might be able to kind of leak out a little bit or no?
Something which is in process, in development process, I cannot, but we have the new idea in our snow catalog, which is going to be available at the end of the year, which was also an inventor's idea. It's called Snow Slugger.
Hmm.
It's part of our Arctic Force line, and it's like 3-in-1. It's a snow bat. It's also, it can make snowballs itself. You can launch it as with a baseball bat, and you can also defend yourself from the snowballs.
Wow.
It's very light. Light plastic, but very durable for the very cold temperatures. And this idea has been brought to us by an outside inventor as well. Wow. So this is something different for the colder regions of our country and of the world. And we are very excited to bring it to the market as well as part of this snowball gear kind of line.
That's interesting. Definitely. I don't think I've ever heard of a toy or an invention like that. So it sounds like a lot of fun, though, because I'm a big baseball fan. So we might be able to market that, too.
Yeah, you could. You know, when we received the prototype, the first one from the inventor, and we were testing it in the office, and it had this soft foam snake kind of snowball. Mm-hmm. And we had so much fun with it. We always test our products in the office. We have a little die chart. And no matter whatever item we receive, would it be from inventor, would it be the first sample from our engineering team, we'll always test it, and it's always so much fun. This is like my favorite time.
Wow. How many stores is WAMO available in?
It's a very hard question. We all have nationwide presence, and I'll be honest, an LMA account, but I know that you can find our products in pretty much every single national retailer. Because think about it, we have about 19 different brands and about 350 different products. So we cover pretty much all seasons, would it be either summer products or fall winter products. And we cover water, backyard, and like at the beach. And at the same time, we cover indoors. And we just recently introduced a new party game line called Stay and Play, which is something in between family line and college student kind of game line. It's very fun, very active, and also intensive communication and fun between friends or families. And this is indoor and outdoor. So this is something different and new for us as well. But our surf line, which I don't know if you're even familiar, that WAMO has Maury, Beezy, and Churchill. Mm. It's our surf division. And we have significant presence in the surf stores as well. So you can find it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty cool. And I'm just blown away by the fact that you guys cover every element. And I've seen a lot of athletes, professional athletes, using slip and slides and things like that. When I was in baseball myself, we would use slip and slides to help us learn how to dive, learn how to slide into bases. Yeah. And it's actually become a training tool for a lot of people. I believe I've seen hula hoops that are weighted to help you, you know, gain core strength.
Yeah, we do have them. Yeah, for fitness, and sometimes they've been used for yoga, for exercise. We try to diversify our product line for different needs and different occasions and different uses. Even our Frisbee line, you can break it down to six different categories, like sub-products. Would it be for kids, for pets, for families, for novelty, for sports? And we try to cover different bases. But with slip and slide, to your point, we should be very careful since we have a product liability of not over 12 years old. So this is still the kids' product, and we always try to encourage parents to be aware of this. This is not for adults. I mean, our product is made for kids.
Oh, I had no idea. So maybe I should start stepping away from it a little bit more?
I would suggest, step away a little bit from slip and slide.
Olivia, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on the show today. It's really cool to learn a little bit more about WAMO, the products that you guys have, and the company itself. It's really nice to know that you guys are continuing to put out new inventions and to be able to kind of see the things that I grew up playing with developing into even better products. Are there any final words that you'd like to say before we go?
Well, I wanted to thank you, Trey, for reaching out and for setting it all up and for asking these great questions and for bringing Word of WAMO back through your podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And it's very weird to say my last words, but I truly hope that you guys would enjoy playing with our products no matter where you are, no matter what season you're in. Just try to have fun in your life, and we will try to do our best to bring you something which can help you to have a little bit more fun. So stay tuned with WAMO and with our new product, which we're bringing in.
Absolutely, guys. Don't forget to check out Whammo at Whammo Official on Instagram and give them a follow. Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.